This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks with Poynter's Kelly McBride. Part of using the internet means putting up with ads. Repetitious, spontaneously playing in your face, make you run for the mute button, ads. And more people are seeking relief from ad blocking software. But the problem is internet sites depend on the ads to stay afloat. First, Kelly, how do ad blockers work?
So ad blockers are a device that you download and install on your browser, and that device reads the cues that ads give to computers that says I'm an ad. There's certain digital cues in there, and they block it, and then they sew up the hole so you don't even know that the ad was there. And they work on video, they work on display, and they also work on those interstitial ads, the things that pop up that interfere with you getting to the content, actually. So they work in lots of different ways, but they interface with your browser.
Why do people use ad blocking software?
Well, they use it because it speeds up your computer if you don't have to load the ads as well. That's the primary reason. The people who use ad blocking software are usually millennials. They're people who are loading games or technology information onto their computer. The rate at which ad blocking software has been used is up 41% over last year, so this is a definite trend. And frankly, there's the ads themselves.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on.
Meow,
apply
meow,
directly
meow,
to the
meow,
forehead.
Meow, 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 meow,
clap on. Clap on.
Ring around the collar. Ring around the collar.
Right? So who wouldn't want to block that?
Just make it stop. But, you know, what if it did stop?
Well, that hurts the publisher's bottom line. The internet has trained us to believe that information should be free, but nothing is really free. And unless you are paying a subscription for something, and many sites will sell you a subscription if you don't want to see or hear the ads, the publisher pays his staff through advertising.
Well, how are advertisers fighting back?
There's some controversial ways and then some less controversial ways. First, the controversy. Some of the publishers are working with the ad blockers, and they're paying them a fee and then creating ads that pass something called an acceptable ads test, meaning they're not annoying or intrusive. And then they pay to get their ads through the ad blocker, which seems sort of sinister, if you ask me. Other publishers are simply trying to find a middle ground and to create ads that aren't as intrusive so that their customers won't use ad blockers. And still, other publishers are using something called native advertising, which is basically content that looks like the regular news content or the other information that you're trying to get to, but it's actually a sponsored ad.
Like those quizzes or lists or something?
Not quite. The quizzes are mainly interactive features just to up engagement. You know, it's more like product placement.
What if they're a success and, you know, ad blockers are everywhere?
Well, the quality of content on the internet will go down because publishers won't have a business model to pay content creators.
Tell me more about this acceptable ads test. By whose standards is something annoying or not?
So the ad blockers actually have an open, crowdsourced way of determining which ads are annoying. It's not perfect, but it does get rid of some of the most intrusive, loud ads that we seem to hear.
Well, that is a future I think a lot of us would look forward to.
Yeah, I agree. I think we still need to figure out how to make the internet more tolerable for everybody.
All right, Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute, thank you.
You're welcome.